Over the past 3 decades or so, there have been around 10 confirmed sightings in southeast Alaska of the snowy white great egret. In early June, near the southeast community of Cake, Jim Bechtel snapped some photos of the 11th. Bechtel, a geologist with the U.S. Forest Service, says he first considered whether the bird might be an albino heron, but with its black legs and other distinctive features, he decided it was some kind of egret.
Well, I'd worked in the south, and I thought I knew what it was, but knew that whatever that bird was, it was a long ways from home.
Bechtel sent photos of the bird to an expert he knew, but didn't hear back. Turns out the expert was out in the field. Ketchikan has numerous experts, too, including Steve Heinel, who works for the State Department of Fish and Game. After looking at a couple of Bechtel's pictures, Heinel quickly identified the species and says it's rarely seen in the 49th state.
On the West Coast, they breed as far north as central Washington. So this bird at Cake is very far out of range, and it's a very rare find.
Heinel says he's never seen one in person himself, and there are no great egret sighting records for Ketchikan. The great egret does resemble a great blue heron, which could be considered its cousin, and is a common bird in southeast Alaska.
They're not quite as big, but they're a pretty big bird, and they're, you know, entirely white with black legs and a yellow bill, so they're pretty unmistakable.
Bechtel, who is based on Prince of Wales Island but had been in Cake for geology mapping work, says the bird was in that area at least 3 days. He adds that it seemed less skittish than the average heron.
There was a large family having a barbecue on the beach, and the kids were running all about and playing out on the lower intertidal zone, and it seemed to not mind that much.
Bechtel says he was able to walk within about 40 yards of the bird. He notes that when it did take off, it didn't squawk the way herons often do. Because of their beautiful feathers, great egrets were hunted nearly to extinction in the late 19th century. That inspired some of the first laws in the United States to protect birds. The great egret also is the symbol of the National Audubon Society. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.